This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Ithi Agnihotri Mudhalkar.
Some area school districts are among the 15 included in Governor Mike Beebe's STEM Works Initiative. The program, STEM, stands for Science, Technology, Energy, and Math, is designed to help school districts better prepare students for the higher demand for employees in high-tech fields. Van Buren, Gravette, Prairie Grove, Lincoln, and Russellville were announced as participating schools yesterday by the governor's office. Another project goal is equipping Arkansas colleges with the tools they need to better educate future teachers in those core subjects. The selected public school districts will receive between $75,000 and $150,000 to help implement and run the program.
The Little Rock Central High School National Historic Site is trying to get Arkansas students out of the classroom. Education specialist for the Central High site, Kimball Daly, says they offer a transportation grant which reimburses schools for up to $1,500 for field trips to the desegregation landmark. Daly says while the program has been in place for over a year, many teachers don't know about it.
Arkansas school teachers who would like to take part can agree to do a couple things. First, they have to agree to a pre-visit activity, and then an educational program the day of their visit, and a post-visit activity. If they do so, then we'll pay for the transportation cost, which includes the driver's fee and the fuel cost. And we also encourage teachers to get their students out in Little Rock. So if they go to relevant museums, we'll also take care of that cost.
According to Tally, all of Arkansas's 7 national historic sites and museums in Little Rock, like the Clinton Library, Mosaic Templars, or the Old State House, will qualify for the reimbursement. The program is paid for by proceeds from the Central High Desegregation Silver Coin.
Fans at Oaklawn will be greeted with a new track announcer when the Hot Springs racing season opens tomorrow. Frank Miramondi will be the first new voice to be heard in over 37 years at Oaklawn, taking over for the well-known Terry Wallace. A spokeswoman for Oaklawn, Jennifer Hoyt, says another new feature this year is a way to place bets without having to get up.
You can place wagers with your phone, so you don't have to worry about standing in line. You can be in the paddock, you can be in a restaurant, you can be right on the rail and place a bet using your cell phone. So I think that's going to be very popular with our fans.
Unlike last year's canceled start due to snow, Hoyt says the weather will not be an issue for tomorrow's opening as long as temperatures stay above 40 degrees, and that's exactly what the forecast for Hot Springs calls.